A brief guide on how not to be a creep. An introductory course for those who still somehow don't get it, by Yusha Abdrahman and Yasin Haris. Being involved with the region's industry is a responsibility, not only to our peers, but also to future generations. Unfortunately, patriarchy, sexism, and harassment are still harbored in some of the region's most revered institutions. DJs, musicians, event organizers, partygoers have all been hustling for years to try and carve out a safe space they can finally call their own. However, the amount of blood, sweat, and tears poured into building a scene in the region can be destroyed in a matter of hours, with some having to suffer from the consequences of horrendous conduct by a handful of people for the rest of their lives. With victims always in mind, we're compiling a list of rules for those guys and girls who still didn't get the memo in order to ensure that actions of recent events are not repeated, and never will be. It's time for boys not to be boys anymore. We've got to sit down man to man and have the chat. It's always about consent. We can't believe we still have to say this in 2022. If you're unsure whether the person you're trying to get with is actually into you, how about asking them straight up? It's better to look like someone who tried their luck in vain rather than be accused of a rapist. In short, being certain is always better than being sorry. If you see it, call it out. We share a responsibility to protect our circles, regardless of gender. If one of your friends is acting in a way that's making others uncomfortable, then it's probably time for them to go outside and have a cigarette or a sip of water. Likewise, if someone is making others in your circle feel uncomfortable, it's important to confront that too. Tell their friends and organizers. When you get called out for being a creep, don't wait until whoever called you out disappears to do it again. There's nothing wrong with calling out a harasser. Who knows, you might just have saved someone from being assaulted, or worse. No means no, and no answer also means no. Anything other than a yes is a no. This is lesson number one on how you live and interact in a society. If you were able to understand this concept when you were 8, what's stopping you from getting it now? The person you're trying to get with doesn't owe you anything. Move on. Nothing to negotiate here. You're not at the souk. It happens. You thought you were in, you got shut down, and you ended up ordering an Uber home and swiping right on Tinder, like the rest of us. It's quite literally the ultimate level of ID. There's nothing to bargain for though. This isn't Shark Tank. Get a grip of yourself and head back with whatever's left of your dignity. Coercing someone into doing something isn't the W you think it is. If they look too inebriated, leave them alone. I don't think we have to be more explicit on this matter than that, and if we do, just block us. We don't want to have anything to do with you. Staring really isn't it. Don't be the person who stares at people from across the dance floor. Shoot your shot, and if it doesn't work out, just take the L. According to justtrustmebro.com, 99% of people who catch stares say they get the ick from it immediately. Keep your hands to yourself. You don't know the person you're standing next to in that late night pic or walking past in the club, so no, you're not being suave or smooth. Keep your hands to yourself, or in your pockets if you really have to. No one likes being touched by strangers, and if that's how you're trying to get your way in, find another one. Know your limits. You know what we're talking about here. If you're going to have a messy one, have a friend look out for you. There's nothing less classy than getting overly buzzed and then trying to have a conversation with someone who doesn't even understand what you're saying. And it's creepy as hell. A person being nice to you doesn't mean they're into you. I know this might sound crazy, but a person being nice to you doesn't mean that they want to get in bed with you. I get it. You might not be used to it. Your toxic masculinity has got you used to understanding you prick as a form of flirtation. So when someone is actually just nice to you, you think they're probably all over you. Breaking news. They're probably not. They're just being normal. And if you don't get that, you need to check yourself out. Leave the savior complex at the door. Realistically, guys, women don't need you anymore. It's 2022. There's a lot more to offer than a patriarchal archetype of the knight in shining armor. Tending to the every need of the person you're trying to hit on doesn't come off as caring or cute anymore. Chivalry really is dead. And you killed it.